If you guys wouldn't mind, can you just start like a slow clap and then start getting faster and faster? And
I don't have that much rhythm.
Hello, you. It's time once again to pour one out for the pouring old man. My name is Russell. I am just one of your hosts. Joining me on episode 17 is the Sultan of Sours, Anthony Pitt.
Hey, man, that's a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I was listening to a bit of Dire Straits lately, so I got inspired by the old Sultans of Swing. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How you been?
Mate, I'm a bit exhausted. Had an exhausting PT session this morning. A rough week at work, and as you'd know, you know, we've been doing the heavy lifting on this podcast the last few weeks.
I know, yeah. We've been carrying the load a bit. So.
It has, but luckily, have you ever seen the movie Weird Science?
Yes.
Well, I've done some tinkering with the Where's Wazza app, and I've brought Warren to life, would you believe?
Hey!
So welcome back to Warren.
Hey, guys. Testicles. Oh, sorry. I've quite ironed out all the bugs.
Welcome back, Waz. You have been missed?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
We'll go with that.
Yes. So who are we? We are the pouring old man, just a couple of old romantics sitting under a full moon talking about the wares we've loved and lost. Catch new episodes of the show every Tuesday morning, spreading onto your favourite podcast provider like herpes on a horny teenager. I went with the kind of Valentine's thing there for in case you want to what I was talking about, but
that shit follows you for life.
You only catch it once.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Socials, that's the other part of the
video, isn't it? Yeah.
Right. You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram at Pouring Old Men, plus catch Mr. Anthony over there on Pouring Old Pity. Myself, yeah. Pouring Old Russ, and
coming soon to Where's Wazza?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
He's up on our OnlyFans page, so for some late night action, I think.
You'll definitely hear about testicles on that one.
You'd be surprised.
And the diameter of Uranus. And which I actually found out today is 50,432 kilometres. So there's your answer, mate. You've been asking for weeks.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's smaller than I expected, considering.
But four times the size of your Venus. The Venus. Sorry, let's try to make it soft now.
Yeah, no. We'll move on from that joke.
So, gentlemen, what have you been drinking?
Lots.
Yeah, seeing you haven't been here for a while, you jump in and go.
I know, all right, okay. So, recently popped into Black Ops. They released, I don't know, 300 beers in the last week, so I picked up a couple.
That's a slow week for them.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Picked up the Scotch Ale.
Yes, how was that?
That was so good. Oh. I sort of, you know, as I've mentioned before, I set out this year to try some different styles.
Yep.
And the Scotch Ale was just brilliant. It was malty. It was characteristic. It just had a bit of fruitiness underneath. It was really enjoyable beer. So
excuse my ignorance, but what is a Scotch Ale? Is it like a Scotch egg? Is it like a beer that's surrounded with mincemeat, breadcrumbed and deep fried?
Similar.
Okay, cool.
But not at all.
See, originally I was thinking it was like, you know, your Caribbean haze where it's been aged in a
Scotch barrel.
Yeah,
well, that's kind of what, yeah, in all seriousness, if I have to.
It's surprisingly no. I learned something new about this as well after I tried it. It's a Scottish take on a traditional English ale.
Okay.
It's called a wee heavy over there, but it is quite malty.
It's a wee heavy.
That's it. But very malty is probably the biggest characteristic.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It sounds like something I'd probably really enjoy, actually. Yeah.
Might have to keep an eye out for more of those, though.
Mm, yeah, there was, I don't know, like I picked the ones up in East Brisbane Brewery there.
Yes.
They did have a four-pack maximum at the time, so I'm not sure how long they'll last, but I would get in quick if you wanted to give it a go.
Yeah. I know it's a bit early for a Where's Wazza. How was the Black Ops Brisbane?
It was good. I think it's lacking a little bit of the character of the Black Ops 2 in bigger waters, but it's still a great spot, you know.
Yep.
Good beers, good, you know, takeaways, great spot, good atmosphere.
It's close.
Definitely worth checking it
out. Yeah. It's not on the Gold Coast. It's a plus.
It's a lot closer, yeah. Yep. I also picked up some Black Phoenix beers, which was a collaboration between them and some other brewery in Wales.
Yep.
Cornwall, sorry. And I can't remember the name of the brewery, which was terrible, but it was
might be Phoenix or something in there.
Yeah, it was something along those lines.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yep.
But that was a black IPA. It's probably one of the best black IPAs I've ever had.
Yeah, nice.
It was very similar to a Hornet. It probably wasn't a traditional black IPA where it was heavy on that maltiness. Very similar characteristics to the Hornet, but just the slight maltiness underneath that took away from that real IPA flavor.
Yep.
So they did the ABC Bomb, which was
really
good black IPA as well. So
I thought that was fine, but yeah.
That's a little bit different to the ABC shots that I used to have at the club, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Was it the Absinthe Bugatti 151 and...
Citrus.
Yes.
Nasty concoction.
Although it probably dilutes one of those. Well, the Absinthe would be the strongest of the three, so you actually just dilutes and down the... down with the other stuff, so...
But I also tried the Grandfather Oakdale from Ballistic.
Yes.
I also picked up the Alter Ego from Ten Toes, which is the vanilla porter.
Yes, I've had one of these this week.
Ripping beer. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it to a point. It was really, really nice porter under there with the chocolate and the maltiness, and then I just thought the vanilla was a little bit kind of sickly coming through at the end. It just didn't quite finish well. As I was saying, it's like when you buy a vanilla Coke and then you drink halfway through, you realize like, you actually only wanted a Coke, not the vanilla Coke. It was kind of a bit like that for me. It's still fine, and I really want to check out more of Ten Toes stuff because they seem to be popping up a fair bit around town.
Yeah, a little brewery around here, so I do want to try a few more of
where
them.
Are they based? Are they Brisbane or Sunny Coast?
I don't know.
I thought they were Sunny Coast. I thought they were Alex Heads. Actually, is that Sunny Coast? Yes. Which is a really nice spot as well. So
anyone from Ten Toes, if you want to get your beers on the show, contact us at the Facebook Boring Old Men and Instagram Boring Old Men.
DM us. We'd be more than happy to do a review and a Ten Toes special. You could be our first brewery special.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Perfect. Good sales pitch.
Yep.
We will remember to tag you on this one so you can listen.
A couple of others I tried over the weekend. Treble and Squeak from Source Brewing. From Dainton, tried the Super Trooper.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Three Ravens had a Mango IPA.
Yep.
A Kickback Red IPA from Four Hearts. And last but not least, Young Henry's Passion Fruit and Guava Sour. And out of all four of those, the only one I actually enjoyed really was the guava, passion fruit and guava sour.
Oh, that's was it all on a flight, was it?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I don't know whether I was having an off day or the beers were having an off day, but it didn't go well.
Which is funny because I think I had the Young Henry's passion fruit guava and I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, yours was just the guava, wasn't it? Or was the passion fruit that one as well? So it was the
where you guava be. Pretty sure I've had another one. But it could be just shit up too. There's been a lot.
It could have been the best of a bad bunch. I don't know, but you know, I washed it down.
Yeah, that happens sometimes where you've had ordinary. It's another ordinary one, but it's slightly better. It's like, okay, that's the best of the day. Let's just go with that.
But that's all for me.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's a month's worth of.
Yeah, exactly. I'll just stick to the highlights.
Yep.
That wasn't a month's worth. That was last week.
I had on a sneaky trip to the supermarket. I'll say supermarket in air quotes. So I'll just go pick up some milk from the supermarket, love, and just pop off down to Ballistic.
For 2 hours later.
They ran out of milk.
The line, the toilet paper, it was the whole thing again.
It was crazy. Yeah,
you'll probably see it on the news.
I tried the pine mango Hawaiian haze.
Yes,
it was fine. Like it was, yes, you can tell it. It's got the pine and the mango coming through, but it kind of takes away from the original Hawaiian haze, but all the other sort of tropicalness coming through. So it's a more focused beer, but I don't know if that benefits from it.
Sort of dilute.
It ticked the boxes. Yes, it was a hazy pineapple mango. It was nice, but yeah, I think the original Hawaiian haze sets a high bar. So that's right. I had one of the Bolter Cryo Mofo.
Yes.
Yeah, West Coast IPA.
Seen a lot of those.
That is really good. Yep. Really good. Another case of the can art is just so good. It's so clean. It's bright, especially that one got the bright colours on it. The artwork. But yeah, really good West Coast IPA, that one. One of your favourite beers from last year.
Yes.
The Strawberry Gin Fizz from Crumbin Valley.
Mm. I finally got a hold of one.
I finally got a hold of one.
What did you think?
It was good.
Yes. which is actually pretty good coming from
It's really nice like strawberry flavour coming through. It's good on the sour, but at the end of the day, I just can't elevate that high. Like, it's really nice. It's as nice as probably I'm going to find a sour. So it's fine. I think
I had the same impression. Look, I had mine on a flight as well, so maybe I just... It got overwhelmed with other flavors, but when I tried it, I thought, this is good. But it wasn't like a beer of the year for me.
And I think that's where I differed, because I picked up a four pack to bring home and just had it on its own. Yeah. And that's where...
That's why I call it the salt on the sour. So,
I think as far as the strawberry goes, it is one of the most... fruity.
They absolutely nailed the strawberry flavor on that one. So they did very well with it. One other one I have, the other one I want to mention was the Deep Creek Senorita Chili Hazy IPA.
Yes. I hope it was a can art on that.
Fantastic can art, absolutely beautiful work there. And it's a really nice beer too. It's a really different beer. They've kind of toned down like the fruitiness to it. So still got those sort of tropical notes coming through, but then you just got that nice sort of, that tingle of the chili coming through the back end. And it's a very well balanced and very clever beer. I really enjoyed that.
I think the chili beers are really hard to get right.
Yeah, because you kind of don't want to overwhelm, because then you've got to need another beer to wash away the chilliness suppose. But then you don't want to go too light. So they definitely got the balance right for me anyway.
And interesting being light beer, because generally see them in stouts, because chocolate and chili goes well.
Yes.
So.
But I've got to say, my beer of the weekend, I think I saw you posting something about this one the other day from the good people over at Ether Brewing. Do you want to kick this one off? Do you want me to carry on?
Oh, you go on that one.
Quadraphonic Quad Hop Hemp Infused IPA.
Yeah.
It is absolutely outstanding. This thing is like 9.4% and you don't even notice. Like, it doesn't even blink. Like, it's a sausage burner, but it's not in terms of you fall asleep and the sausage burn. This is you fall asleep, wake up, and you're standing naked in front of the barbecue and your penis is on fire. Like, that kind of sausage burner.
Yes.
That hasn't happened for a long time, and I prefer you didn't bring it
up. No, I must admit, like, I was 3/4 of the way through. I'm like, slow down. This is really good beer. And then I looked at it and went, oh, really?
I had it as a, the last beer of the night. Me and the missus are going to watch an episode of Criminal Minds, although this will last me through the end of the episode, and I haven't got up to like the obvious plot twist on Criminal Minds before I finish the damn thing. So, absolute outstanding beer. Like,
it was, so much flavour, but instead of that, like, dankness that you start going, that's pushing me. Yep. It was just really, really smooth.
The dankness, but then it bounced away to a bit of fruitiness. And
exceptional beer.
Fourth birthday back in, I think, December, I think it was for them. That's why they brewed that one. So I can't wait for their fifth birthday, see what they come up with.
That's it. I think I posted up. I hope they bring it into a cool range. So it's just a crack.
And I've seen a few people post online and stuff, and no one said a bad word about it. It's really exceptional.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, well, that ticks off one from my list of this week. And yes, it was the highlight of the week. I did try the Currumbin Valley Grape Bubblegum Sour.
Yes.
Really interesting. I'm still not 100% certain whether I like it. Didn't like it as much as the Strawberry Gin Fizz. Did taste like grape Hubba Bubba. But it's probably more... You know how you've been chewing it for a little bit, you still got a little bit of grape flavour, but it's not that real big grape pop.
Yeah.
That was sort of the sensation I got. So
can you blow bubbles with it?
Unfortunately not.
That's a shame. You can try.
You could get a straw and do it. But I think it actually probably needed to be cranked up a little bit more.
Yeah.
It was nice. I just wanted a bit more punch with it, I think. So,
yeah. So I saw it on a shelf the other day and I'm sure they'll nail the flavour of grape bubblegum. I just don't know if I want to drink a beer with that.
It was nice.
Which might sound a bit funny from someone who's drunk like two pickle beers in the last few months. But
pickle beer I get, though. It's savoury and savoury.
Yeah.
But and I think it's one, too, where you'd probably only have one at a time just because it is such a defined taste. So you probably don't want to overpower it. Otherwise, it'll just lose its enjoyment.
Yeah.
It was interesting. I did try Thunder Road's Margarita Goes. Now, I had so hoped this was going to be something similar to Tequila Queen.
Yep.
It was just ordinary.
Yeah.
Had that fake lime taste to it.
So I'll put Thunder Road in the same category as like Nomad brewing those. It's kind of like the B tier of beer kind of thing. It's not like your Coca-Cola and Pepsi of the soft drink world. It's more like your LA Ice and RC Cola. Listen, and stuff.
LA Ice is okay.
Exactly. And No Matter Thunder are just okay.
Yeah. I drank it, but it was just a disappointment. I'd hoped it would come close. I didn't expect it to get to the same level as Tequila Queen, but yeah, it wasn't even close. It wasn't. And the other one I had was Feral Brewing's West Coast, their 18-year
birthday one. I heard that one a little while ago. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It does have that double IPA kick to it.
Yes,
it does. That very imperial taste, that boozy aspect. But I think, remember back to the Leviathan, and you had sweetness and just a little bit. You had booze, but then you had a definite beer in there. With the Feral, it was more booze, dank.
Yep.
Booze, dank, booze, dank. And I'm just like, I want something a little bit to mellow it out.
Yep.
Some sort of frugal, something to refresh it.
But yep.
It was enjoyable, but it was just a bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I quite liked it.
Bit too much on. I wanted something to mellow it.
Yeah.
Particularly when I had a 4-pack, so.
Mm.
And may have had a long day. And on the third one, I went, oh, shit, I better slow down on this one.
Well, this has had the desired effect. Off I go to bed.
Yes. Stumbled a bit.
All right, let's say we stop looking at the past and look into the future and have some couple of cheeky bevvies.
Sounds good to me.
Mm.
All right, time for Show and Tell, where we each bring a beer to the table and discuss the merits of them. And first up, we have Anthony.
Yes, so I have bought Hope Estate Mango Hazy IPA. Now, a couple of reasons. I wanted to give Hope Estate another go after their poor effort a few episodes ago. Yes. The second reason was I actually picked it up because I thought it was a mango sour. So I just saw mango and saw Hope Estate and went...
If only they wrote like in big black letters on a white background IP. They did. Sorry, mate. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it was hard to see.
Yeah. It's one of those ones where I was in a hurry and, Hope and mango, I just went grabbed it. But you know what? It's hazy.
This is the same problem Warren had the other week when he picked up the...
Now, rookie era.
Yep.
Typical of Hope Estate, where they literally don't have anything about the beer other than it is.
I mean, in fairness, what more do you need to know other than it's mango hazy IPA? You know?
I wouldn't mind knowing what hops they're using in it. I do like
that. Fair enough. Yeah. Man, that's a good call.
Yeah. I don't care.
Funny enough, I do only on a couple of them because I've worked out there's a couple of hop styles that I don't actually like.
Yeah,
so it's nice.
See, if it's a hop focused beer, it's probably more important for me. But if it's something that's probably focused on the mango, as I can smell this from across the table, it's probably not so important. But
I mean, it looks like mango juice.
But the important thing, what mangoes? Is this a Calypso mangoes, or have you used Kensington Gold or R2E?
Kensington.
Good day today. Sorry, I'll edit that out later.
Good English there.
Leave it in.
Yes, well, it smells mango-y.
Oh, it certainly does. Oh, it smells like a mango smoothie.
Oh, that even tastes like mango juice.
Yeah. There's that mango, but it's good.
Wow. That's really refreshing.
It's got like a boozy finish on it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Bundaberg Beverages. They do lots of the Bundy ginger beer. Yeah. They do a mango soft drink as well. That's what this reminds me of. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I think I stopped looking at the soft drink fridge about, how old am I? 18 years ago?
You should start again, mate. There's amazing stuff.
It's changed, yeah. it's refreshing. It's mango-y. It does have a little bit of that.
These days, I'll see the soft drinks from across, so I'm looking at the kombucha fridge and the water fridge.
Oh,
I miss them.
Well, you know, I think soft drinks really need to just progress further into the alcohol world.
Well, kind of are. I mean, Coca-Cola's working on that one.
Well, there was a kombucha beer, but by all reports, it's horrendous.
Yeah, I had that. It was horrendous. There's one I was morbidly curious, and it very nearly ended up being morbid because I think I nearly died from it.
who brought that out?
It was in to do as Sneaky Butcher of Byron. So I think Stone Wood had a part in that one, and then okay. some kombucha company from down there as well.
Yeah,
those.
I like that they changed their name. Yeah, just so they couldn't. They didn't
yeah, have some things you don't want to be associated too yeah. closely with. Yeah. It's,
maybe it was a specific ploy. Maybe they thought we're sick of all the cyclists turning up on a Saturday and drinking at our establishment. We'll start an alcoholic kombucha place to send the cyclists there instead.
There are actually, getting way off topic here, there are actually hopped soft drinks as well. I know there's a couple in New Zealand. I think there's some in Queensland as well. They do like,
do you mean those zero alcohol beers?
No. They're actually like soft drinks made with hops. Yes. And so they use the hops to flavour the drink.
Like actual hop water ones.
Yeah, there's hop water.
Like
one.
There's one on the Sunshine Coast that apparently does it, and apparently it's like, really, really good.
There's one in New Zealand and it's called Hopped, H-O-P-T. And they tried to make it in Australia and it just didn't get contracts for Coles or Woolies, so they kind of faded. So they didn't want to sell their soul to the devil and get the stuff from the supermarket shelf. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's sort of kind of beer-related soft drinks, I suppose. I've got to stop talking about soft drinks.
Yeah, what are we here for?
Your brain's on something,
man. Anyway.
I like this. I'm going to say it.
It's easy to drink.
Definitely better than the last Hope Estate.
This
is more true to their form, right?
Yeah.
I like to think we just got a bad can or whatever the last thing was.
I think so,
And I mean, it's mango-y. It tastes like beer.
We're still waiting on that replacement can to be sent out by Hope Estate.
Yeah.
Just Hope Estate, if you're listening, make sure you check in, make sure we get the right address. On
Considering I think we're going to give you some pretty good reviews on this one, so...
Not that I've seen it, no.
We'll hold your review to ransom. Yeah. Come on.
We've recorded two versions of this episode, which will be broadcast based on when your beer arrives.
Yes. So, score?
I'm not quite going all in for this one. Like, it's really good, really refreshing. And I'm pretty sure if I had one next to me, I'll be looking over 5 minutes later, where the f*** did that go?
Yeah.
So, I'll give it a solid 4 out of 5.
Yeah,
if I was allowed to, I'd go 4.5. But
your rules, mate.
I'll go 4.5.
I mean, it's a good solid 4 because we don't do half marks.
Yep.
All right, 4. Yep.
You know, I don't like consensus. But I was thinking 4 as well.
It's been strange since we've cut it down to out of 5. There's been a lot of consensus.
Yeah,
on these,
yeah.
So.
Boring.
There's no conflict.
I'm going to say 3.
Good
3.
Job.
Asshat.
We went some different scores last week, didn't we?
Was it last week?
Yeah.
No, the Kiwi one last week was all the same. A week before was all different, I think.
Okay. They're all starting to run together.
Yeah.
We will get an episode where someone gives a 2 and the other person gives a 5. So
That might be next.
Ooh.
You haven't seen what I brought along yet.
Yes, good point. Speaking of which...
All right, second beer up for show and tell today is from Green Beacon Brewing. This is TDHOCIIPA.
Cool.
Which I'm pretty sure stands for Tony Danza Has Only Cried in Isolated Performance Arenas.
You took a lot of time to...
Not as long as you think, actually. But no, so triple dry hop, oat cream, double IPA from Green Beacon. This is for the 8th birthday, which is January, I think, so that works out. It's 9% alcohol.
So we go on the light beers again this episode.
Actually, you know, I really like that song about Tony Danza.
Hold Me Close to Tony Danza. Yeah. I can't unhear that now. I never, the only lyrics I sing along to this song. Let's have a go at this.
Green Beacon has been around 8 years. There you go.
They have been around for 8 years. I did a little bit of a bio here. Well, born in Tenerife back in 2013. They opened their doors. Founders were Mark Christmas and Adrian Slaughter.
That's a great name. Christmas and Slaughter.
Christmas Slaughter. There's a name of a beer right there, honestly.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't do something.
Happy Christmas Slaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... They're very well awarded. They won in 2016 the Champion Medium Brewery. Then in 2017, they won the Champion Small Brewery at the AIBA. And then the 2018 and 2019 Champion Medium Brewery, same award. So three times. And they won awards there. And they got Champion Specialty Beer in 2016 for Bourbon Barrel Strong Ale.
I don't really think of them enough when it
I don't understand. There is a bit of hate for Green Beacon. I don't really understand why. You know,
it's just because they sold out to Asahi, and so people get a bit.
They went and made some money for themselves.
Successful business made money. Yeah, it's fine.
It's odd a business trying to actually make money.
It's strange. It's almost like they're getting it for volunteer.
Like us, a charity.
They're probably most like the Windjammer IPA is probably the headline beer. Yeah. That gets a lot of attention. Their Portside Penny Porter is really good as well.
They do some nice solid beers. Some really beers.
And I'll probably tell you what, they don't jump up on my radar that often. Yeah. I'll sit on a shelf and I'll go somewhere else. I was intrigued by this one.
Looks interesting.
And it does have that dry hop smell. I don't know. The dry hops have that quite a distinctive smell to them.
It's very, very pine and resiny.
I find the dry hop ones tend to be a lot more piney in their smell.
Yeah. I actually, my first smell that hit my nose was fart.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Did you fart in the can?
Well done if you did.
just on. I didn't want to roll off my seat when I was driving here. Just so.
In and around your mouth.
Wow, we've got glasses.
I was trying to work out the diameter of Uranus.
Wow, what was in that mango hazy?
It's got a really... I don't know whether the mango beer previously is lingering in the glasses. There's a really weird sort of like danky fart fruity smell going on there.
Did give them a good rinse, but it has that very definitive oat cream mouthfeel where it's not as thick as some of the other ones, particularly like that mountain culture that we had the other week, but it's still got that smoothness.
It's got almost like a very pungent kind of flavor, and I'm not saying that in a negative connotation, just very
old, punchy,
but short and sharp.
Yes,
it's
so like a little the back of the can,
yes,
which gives us good direction on where we want to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it says with an outrageously massive addition of 4 different cryo hop varieties,
right?
For pity over here. El Dorado, Azaka, Idaho 7, and Mosaic. This hazy double IPA is a beacon beer you've all been waiting for. Extreme and extravagant, which is probably fair to say.
That's probably a fair description there.
Yet smooth, balanced, and silky.
Mm.
With restrained bitterness and massive tropical fruit flavor. There is a lot, apparently, in this can.
Yeah.
I don't think I get like a massive hit of tropical fruit. Like, there's fruitiness to it.
There's fruitiness, but there's so much else going on with it. It kind of falls into the background a little bit.
You definitely get the definitive sort of oat cream feel.
There's a booziness to it.
It's
9%. So compare this to our Quadraphonic from Ether, which had no booziness whatsoever. Like this.
I do need to find another 4-pack.
I only got one because I was a bit worried because the bottle shop got it from didn't have the price written in front of it. And I was like, I have no idea how much it's going to cost me.
Actually, I do.
Yeah, same thing. Exact same spot as I got it from.
I get paid monthly. I'm into like week 3 out of 4, so I've kind of got to hold off.
Well, I hadn't been getting paid.
Well, on OnlyFans, I get paid weekly, so.
Good. Yeah. I'm sure the 25 cents comes in handy for it.
It does, yeah.
Oh, you did get my 25 cents.
If you ask the nicer, mate, he gives it to you for free.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow.
What was in that mango? Mangoes,
I think.
Plenty.
Make some mango crepe.
Wow. Oh, dad joke, you've been sitting on that one for a while?
I was just inspired for the moment.
Yeah, can you insert that like at the end of that?
Well, I actually can. I do have that sound effect.
Good, because I think it deserves it.
It was talking about the beer again, aren't we?
I'm struggling to enjoy it.
I'm not struggling to enjoy it. I'm just struggling to work out how much I enjoy it.
Yeah, and my battle is I'm looking back to other oat cream ones I've had as reference points.
Mm.
Mountain Culture was a lot better.
Yep.
Deeds,
Revel Brewing, their collab one that they've had, Mr. Banks, they're all better.
Mm. You do kind of have to rate it on that, don't you?
Yeah.
As an oat cream.
And it's just how much better are they? Because I think pretty much all of them, I would say, are 5s.
Mm.
This, I'll give it a 3.
Yeah.
Because it's a bit meh.
It's
not memorable, not distinctive.
In fairness, I don't think the way we're drinking this today is the optimal way to enjoy this beer. I think it's more suited to an end of the night. You pour into a nice big open glass and you're going to sort of sip away. Whereas we're also sitting around here, small glasses, you know, trying to do a review of it in quick time. So I don't think it's similar to like the Leviathan. I think the Leviathan is similar to that as well. Like, you know, our review environment is probably not ideal for the type of beer that makes sense and doesn't sound too wanky.
In saying that, I did try the Leviathan on its own at the end of the night.
True, yeah. But you're a pussy, so you know.
Funnily enough, I actually did enjoy it. It was just I did have to crawl to bed.
I wanted to wake up the couch and something weird's on TV, like SBS or some German hand fetish movie. Like, what?
Or do you remember years ago when ABC used to turn off at midnight and they just you turn it on and they just had that grey like stained screen?
The SBS when they used to have like softcore porn like from midnight onwards. Like you'd wake up there and like, the hell?
I didn't put it on this.
I wasn't watching it, honestly.
I might have to just finish watching it now that I've started.
I might just pretend I'm asleep for a little while too. Where's it going?
Do you know why they did that? They said the guys that were getting pissed on the couch at home would fall asleep, their wife would come home. They'd walk in, there'd be softcore porn on, and they'd wake up and go, oh, and then scramble with the remote and go, I wasn't watching it, I swear.
Just own it.
Anyway.
I've been waiting for you to get home.
Yeah.
I'll add that to my personal collection.
Scores.
Score, that thing.
So 3 from me.
Yeah, I'll probably go 3 as well. I hate agreeing with you, I really do.
I know, it's one of those ones where we need the video camera just to see the frustration on your face.
I'm not going to go any lower than that. It doesn't. It's fine. It's just I think it's a little confused as a beer. And as I said, I don't think we're drinking it in the way it's probably designed to be enjoyed. So yeah, I'll give it a 3.
Yeah, kind of shot myself in the foot before.
You went too low on the magnet, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it was purely just to be difficult.
Continue being difficult.
I'm going to give it a 2. I think, you know, fit for purpose, if it was me just going, I'm going to cook myself tonight, it'd probably be really good. But otherwise, I probably wouldn't pick it up again.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've got the other birthday beer at home, which I didn't bring today, which was the Mango Vanilla Sour from Green Beacon.
That'd be interesting.
That's one people are raving about, so.
I'd be intrigued just how the mango and vanilla actually complement each other. Like,
well, who better to review that one than the guy that doesn't like sour beer?
Exactly right.
I like it, but I just wish it was a stout. Russell is the only person that emails breweries asking if they can redo their beers and stouts.
It's all those dickheads online, like they post pictures of West Coast IPAs. I don't like it. It's not hazy, then don't. Buy it.
Yeah, it's not hard. Yeah.
Which part of the sentence on the can confused you?
Yeah.
So, all right, I emailed the brewery and told them it's not hazy enough for me. Get out.
Yeah. Oh, you can imagine. I don't really like it, and I don't normally like stouts. And it's like,
stop. Bot.
Simple premise. Don't buy.
Well, you can imagine the complaints department at these breweries. Like, that would be my dream job. We'd be sitting there going, fuck off. Next email, fuck off.
My bleep button's going to work out on this edit. My God.
It is our worst performing episode.
Sorry, I mean.
This is the late night episode. Pour it on, man, uncut.
This is the 9% beer episode.
What was in that mango hazy?
was that mango hazy?
7.5.
7.5. Oh,
we did not plan this well.
Yeah, because I'm guessing yours is going to be like an 8 or 9% joke. joy.
All right, no stuffing around here. Straight into show and tell number 3. We spent too much time talking about soft drinks and
beers that we've tried.
Yeah, and
SBS
softcore porn. So, Wazza, what have you brought to the table?
So, today I brought along an 8-wired double scoop stout.
Just in time for our New Zealand episode last week.
Correct. Yes. You know me and timing. It is a salted caramel cinnamon swirl.
I'm thoroughly intrigued. I'm
kind of wishing it wasn't beer, it's just the pastry instead.
There was a lot of those words on there that sort of screamed Ross.
Actually, you know, I think this is the thing. I'm like, I've got to really watch my eating. I can't eat any of that shit that I find, like the scrolls and that sort of stuff. So I just drink it and
Yeah.
Put it in my beer.
So I was one drop had like the The double custard caramel pancake, something like that. I get halfway through reading the description of the beer and I fall on the floor into like a diabetic coma.
The Homer Simpson drool.
Exactly.
So it is dark, so that's good for a stout.
Yep. It's always a good start. So what's a double scoop stout? I shouldn't read this while you're pouring. Salt, caramel, cinnamon, swirl.
Has that stout bitterness smell, but it also has a sweetness to it.
So this one is 7.5% in a gangster size 440ml can. The back of the can says, our Double Scoop project is a series of deliciously complex pastry stouts brewed with layers of real ingredients. Oh, good. I love real ingredients.
Yeah. Much better than fake ingredients.
I know. To unfold in your glass like a baked liquid delicacy, which is exactly what we're just talking about.
Mm, yep.
This salted caramel cinnamon swirl edition is layered with tons of velvety chocolate, sticky salted caramel, warming cinnamon, and a touch of vanilla. It all melts together for a double helping of silky, stouty treat. Hold the sprinkles.
There's a multitude of flavours.
They're all quite, what, subtle, really.
Yeah. Mm.
Like there's little twangs of, like, there's a little ding of, like, caramel, a little ding, cinnamon. Oh, there's a lot of cinnamon in that one.
It's almost rolling over, your tongue, and you're getting different bits as it goes.
It's almost like a thinking man's beverage. You kind of sit there, and, like, you feel all these tastes going through. You go, what's that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got, you know, that chocolatey, like, creaminess, but also a bit of bitterness on the back as well.
Yeah.
Really...
But it's a nice, it's a subtle sort of a dark chocolate bitterness, not that heavy sort of roasted coffee bitterness you sometimes get with stouts. It's a really smooth bitterness to it.
I'm just getting the slightest bit of like metallic flavor. Maybe I should see a doctor.
Stop chewing on the can, was he? You're supposed to drink the beer. I'm not getting that. I'm getting the cinnamon. The stouty bitterness is still quite prominent. Like it still tastes like a stout, which is good. And it's just got this little, like, you know, little.
It's a subtle stout. There's
little pricks of flavour. I wouldn't go as far as it tastes like salted caramel cinnamon as well. There's
sweetness, but I don't get salted caramel.
Yeah.
It's more like if you said chocolate stout,
chocolate cinnamon stout.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the caramel, I'm not picking up the caramel much.
No, there's a sweetness, but that, probably more chocolatey sweetness.
Mm, yeah, actually, I think I figured out where the metallic flavour was coming from.
Your pen?
No, I burped and it was mango hazy.
That would explain it. It's a more delicate stout, like it's still, it's a stout, but it's not lingering.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, so
but it's not hollow either.
Yeah.
Like it's full flavoured, but it drops off relatively quickly.
Yeah.
It's kind of like some of your milk stouts in that, in the sense that it's a smoother, creamier, just finishes and doesn't linger.
Yeah.
It's weird because I feel I'm probably trying to overanalyze it. Like if someone just didn't tell me what it was, poured in a glass, do you like this? I go, yeah, that's really nice. Without knowing what it's supposed to be, because I'm trying to pick apart what it's supposed to be. That's where I'm kind of thinking, where's the salted caramel? Where's that?
If someone didn't show you the name and you just drank it, you'd just go, this is...
This is a really nice stout.
Yeah. Easy drinking. Particularly if you were sitting down at the end of the night, again, watching something, finishing off with this as a beer, you'd be really happy. That's a
perfect dessert stout.
Yeah.
Definitely not as sweet as I expected.
No, it's not, say, like the sickly sweet that we've had with Pash Rash.
Can we not? It's 2020. Let's stop not talk about it.
But also that...
It's the worst thing to happen in 2020, honestly.
I was literally about to say that.
But that really decadent sweetness that came from the Garage Project, Surrender to the Void. Because that was... There's a lot of sweetness, but it was a decadent. You were same as if you're like dipping into a gooey fudge brownie or something. You know it's sweet. You know it's bad for you, but you're still enjoying it.
Yeah. Actually, just on that, the Moondog thing, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
That a friend of mine, Joel,
yes,
recently admitted to me that he's been enjoying some of Moondog's beers. And he said it very hesitantly.
Right.
And his brother told him not to tell me. So, Joel, keep up the good work and tell us if you find one that's good.
Yeah. Or Joel.
Any particular beers he's been drinking that aren't shit? I mean, are good, sorry.
Actually, he does. Yeah, yep. Actually, yeah. He tries quite a few good beers. A lot of Ballistic, a lot of other ones.
Oh, if he's liking some Moondog ones. I nearly got one the other day. They got the Moondog Run the Jewels one. That's got a lot of beer. So I was looking at that. Do I give them another go?
People have raved about that one too.
People raved about the bloody Mooncake, and it tastes like...
Yes. Asshole. But there's
I don't have a reference or flavour for asshole, so...
There's been less...
I'll take your word for it.
Less negative reviews of the Jewels one.
Yeah, right? I just saw someone talking up the bloody the beer can. That doesn't taste like anything. It's like drinking air. Anyway.
Or Heineken.
Sorry, I didn't mean to start a whole thing about Moondog. It was just a point. Fail.
Heineken, yeah, it was all right.
You just don't admit it loudly.
Yeah. Someone gave me a Heineken. I was like, thanks.
It's a free beer.
Any free beer is good.
Except Moondog.
Yes. Yeah. Moondog, if you're listening, don't send us any beer.
No. We want free beer. Someone's got to give us something.
Moondog, we are happy to review your entire catalogue of beers with the hopes of finding a good one in that catalogue.
I'm sure there is some.
I'm sure. Yes. So we keep going. We're getting off on tangent here. But we keep going off the desserty complex ones. They're just not very good. I'm sure the IPAs will be good.
Yeah.
Take your word for it.
We'll go with that. So, and we are giving him grief just because
we're bastards.
Yeah. So, are we going to score it?
Yes, but I'm going first.
You're going then.
4.
Bit of sediment in that one.
There was a bit of goobies in the bottle.
Yeah. There might be the cinnamon.
Yeah, it could be. There it is. Does kind of smell a bit like it too, so there you go. Do you want to give the next score?
No, you can.
Russ is going to hurt my feelings.
You know what? I'm going to give it a 3. It's very close to a 4. I probably just wanted a little... Because of the name, I wanted some more caramel.
Yeah,
I just wanted that sweet caramel where I felt like I was drinking something that I shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah, and I think you're right in terms of... In terms of a beer on its own, with no reference point, thoroughly enjoyable.
Yes.
In terms of what it says on the can, it does fall short a little bit.
If they just said stout on the can, didn't give me any other information, I'd probably give it a 4.
Yeah. And see, that's my thought as well. If it was just drinking and say it's nice, I'd probably look at like 3 or 4 or something like that. But it is promising something that ultimately doesn't deliver on. And yeah, I'm quite critical of that.
Pretty strict on that.
I'm strict on that. If you're going to say what it is, make sure that's what it is.
You almost gain a point if you do hit it, even if it's a rubbish beer.
Exactly. You lose a point. Salts and Vinegar Sour is a perfect example of that. They said what it was and they nailed it.
Yes.
They probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
And even like the Picklehead Beer as well. Actually, no, they only got 1 point. but this, I've got to mark it down to a 2, which is quite harsh. Like, it's as a stout, it's fine.
It's very drinkable.
But it's not trying to be just a stout. It's trying to be a salted caramel cinnamon swirl.
A dessert.
And in regards, if you want it to taste like that, it doesn't.
Yes.
So it just tastes like an okay stout. So.
And this is kind of the tough part about rating it, right? Is it like, are we rating it based on what it's supposed to be or what it is?
Yeah.
Or what it is based on the kind of beers we like.
Yeah.
And that's tough. But this is what I like the variety on because...
But so even then, as a stout in its own regards, there are much better stouts than what that is. I'm not... Brouhaha Milk Stout and Little Bang Foreign Extra Stout and all these other very basic stouts. The versions of it are better than that as a stout. And that's just... Its chance of standing up was adding the caramel and the cinnamon, so it has that, the pastriness to it. And it just doesn't deliver, unfortunately.
How does it sit compared to the Tentos?
I probably prefer the Tentos. Tentos had a more pronounced chocolateness coming through too. Yeah, I'll agree and with that. Had the vanilla there, as again, I just didn't enjoy the vanilla. That's more of a meat thing than a beer thing.
You got what it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What it said on the can, you got what it.
Yeah. It's to like contradict myself, it's one of those ones I probably wish it didn't quite taste exactly well.
Yeah.
It tasted like a vanilla stout. I kind of wish I could dial the vanilla down a little bit.
But you still get the points for the fact that it actually delivered on what it was.
If they dialed the vanilla down, that one a little bit would have ended up tasting exactly like a milk stout, which would be weird. But there you go, three different scores on that one.
Yeah, first time. First time for the year.
Yeah. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a very special live reading of Where's Wazza?
If you guys wouldn't mind, can you just start like a slow clap and then start getting faster and faster? And
I don't have that much rhythm to do it faster. It's pretty much...
All right, so slow clap. Okay. I'll give the other clap in about 2 minutes' time.
Okay, cool. I'll start then.
I start very slow on slow clap.
Oh, we may be a little bit slower
and,
on this
and,
show.
And clapping on the audio podcast is fantastic to listen to.
It is. I'm sure everyone at home is going to enjoy that one.
We just burst someone's front speakers in their car.
Better than their eardrums. Anyway, this week I was out at Bacchus Brewing in Capellaba.
Bacchus.
Yeah.
The joys.
It's a good little brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's overall really, really thoroughly enjoyable. You know what I like? They've got some really good beers and they do some basics really, really well. But then they're also really creative in terms of the styles that they do as well.
That's
so
right,
yeah, they kind of they're not afraid to try anything. They'll do lagers, they'll do IPAs, they'll do stouts. And they put a lot of emphasis around what it's supposed to be. They'll go, yep, we're going to do a cinnamon stout, and they'll do a cinnamon stout, which I really like. The other thing is they've got about, I don't know, 20 taps there, so there's always something different you can try on tap. And they've got a ton of takeaways as well. Yes. So I guess the only thing that really bugs me, and we've spoken about this, is the limited edition beers.
Yeah,
they do so many beers that... They've got 30 new beers every week.
Yeah.
And if you spot something that they've released on Wednesday, it's really hard to get in there by the weekend and pick some up.
Yeah, yeah. It rewards sort of frequent flyers rather than your, once every few months kind of thing. Yeah, yeah.
The people who literally live in the suburb and can get down there at the drop of a hat sort of thing.
Yeah,
It's tough.
The other thing is, in terms of accessibility of those beers as well, it's quite difficult. There's not a lot of bottle shops around. Even in Brisbane, that stock their stuff.
You pretty much got to go
to Bacchus. It's a hard brewery got to range because they have so many different options. It's like, what do you have? And some of the varieties are very out there. So there's a chance that if you put like a chili mud crab beer on your bottle shop shelf, no one's going to buy that. Well, I would.
But... I'd try it.
Yeah. I'd buy one can.
Yeah, and I guess that's the challenge with doing such specific beers is that you need to do them in limited runs so that you actually sell them out and they're not sitting around doing nothing. In terms of the venue, it's a good setup. There's enough seating there. It's a good.
I'll say yes, but we were there on a Thursday early afternoon, so I'd hope there'd be seating.
It was still, there's still some COVID restrictions around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My main issue was the car parking on a Thursday because it's all industrial. I'd to walk about 30 seconds, which is a lot for a fat man.
He walked off about two beers.
So when I arrived at the venue, I was negative two beers. So.
Yeah. Well, look, that's a good and a bad thing. but look, I guess, that is location-wise, it is a bit difficult. It's in Capellaba. There's three people that live in Capellaba. None of us are any of them.
And they may or may not be on Centrelink, so... Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not going to comment.
So lock your car doors.
So Pitty's not traveling to Capellaba anytime soon.
Wow.
So unfortunately, Capellaba is probably like the furthest point away from my house as possible before you head into the Sunshine Coast. from Springfield, I think when we went there, it took me about 2 hours to get there. I probably got lost on the way.
Fair enough.
I got there and messaged, and he's like, in the wrong direction.
I had the Google Maps. Google Maps says, oh, you're supposed to take that turn. It's like, oh, thanks, Google Maps. Just take about 17 left turns coming up here, and you'll be right. It's like, what?
Actually, just on that, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Does your GPS have a Kiwi accent? Because I can imagine it going, "Oh, bro, you were supposed to take that turn, eh?
Oh, bro, you're supposed to go left back there, eh?" He's like, "Oh, that's all right, bro. Just go to the fish and chip shop up here. You'll be right."
Oh, no way, bro. Anyway. Staff were good. They all knew their stuff. They're keen on the beers. They're there for a reason, which is really good.
Yeah, the guy that was on when we were there, he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He had a few people that were trying a few different beers and, you know, taking a long time and spending time with them. He saw me at the bar waiting to get just one beer. Mm. And so he came, looked after me. He was busy. I couldn't pay straight away. So he just left it until they were done.
Mm. I think it is one of those breweries that, you know, you do get the diehards in there, and they're the ones that want to talk to the guys.
Yes. And plus, you get people then, they'll just be overwhelmed. Like, there's so much going on.
And you could see that with a few people where they've just walked up and just gone, can I just get like a lager sort of thing? It was
they said, yes, you'll have to drive about 5 minutes down the road to Capella Bar Hotel.
What do you have that's similar to a Great Northern Super Crisp?
Punch in the face. But yeah, I mean, look, that was the thing. I walked in there. I've gone, you know, what have you got in the way of takeaways? Because when I leave, I want to grab something. He's handed me a sheet that was an Excel spreadsheet of about 30 different beers. So great, but spoil for choice.
Yes, that was a bit of a challenge when you get handed a double-sided sheet of paper with the beers on there. And it's the tap beers. And then you take away beers and you're like, just circle this one, thanks.
Yeah. Yes. But overall, great venue. Look, there is a food truck there. I didn't get a chance to try it, but by the name, I assume it was good.
We had the pizzas, and they were fantastic.
Yeah,
the
pizzas were really good. So overall, great little venue. It's just a bit difficult to get to, but you won't be disappointed if you make the effort.
Yeah. And also, we had a good chat with Ross there, I think. We spoke about on episode, I'm going to just pick a number, 7 or 8, I think we spoke about that. Somewhere. So go back, listen to at least half an hour of it. And
If you listen to episodes 1 through 9, you'll find it.
Or 1 through what episode.
If you're confused at the moment, there's an ongoing storyline in these podcasts. You really need to listen to the whole podcast.
Yeah, so 1 through 17, season 1, season 2, so far. We are on episode 17.
Are we?
I hope so.
We're going with that, so yeah. Just listen to all of them.
But that's all for me this week on Where's Wazza.
Thanks, mate. It was nice to have a live reading.
It was. Yes. I really felt there with them at the time. It was fantastic, you know.
I'm disappointed we haven't had some, was it cans?
Oh.
Really enjoy those cans. What was the virtual Wazza?
There were some good cans on offer.
Yeah.
I think it's the virtual Wazza.
I may have used some different language around that, but yes, there was some good cans on offer.
Thank you. Yeah. I miss that.
You miss virtual Wazza.
I do miss virtual Wazza.
Hang on. Sorry, I was talking about the bar stuff, not about the takeaway.
I'll get a special doll made up for you. You squeeze his hand, he has all, you know, 3 different sayings or
That'd
something.
That'd be nice, yeah.
Press him between his legs, he goes, testicles, testicles, testicles.
Not safe for kids.
Coming soon to the Pouring Old Man shop.
Touch him on the bum and says, Moondog.
Yes, coming soon to the Pouring Old Man online store is the Where's Wazza doll.
The Wazza on a shelf.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was Chucky.
Hi, I'm Wazza. Wanna play?
Hi, I'm Wazza. Wanna drink?
Well, on that kind of semi
creepy.
Note.
It has been one of those episodes.
It has. Well, that's all we have time for today. I've been Russell.
I've been Anthony.
And I'm Wazza.
You've been awesome. So catch you next time.
Controversy?
Excuse me. I thought we were done talking.
How are we going to edit that out?